Class 5, English Language, Topic, Subject and Predicate. Hello children. In the previous lesson, we learnt about sentences and the kinds of sentences. It is important to know that all sentences have two parts, subject and predicate. A sentence talks about something which could be a person, a place, an animal, or a thing. In other words, a sentence talks about a noun. The part of a sentence that talks about a noun is called the subject, and the part that tells us about the subject is called the predicate. For example, the children are playing in the park. This sentence is talking about the children, so the children is the subject, and are playing in the park is telling us more about the subject or what the subject is doing, so are playing in the park is the predicate. My friends and I won the match. My friends and I is the subject, and won the match is the predicate. All sentences have a subject, a verb, and a predicate. The subject usually comes before the verb. However, the placement of the subject and predicate in a sentence may vary depending on the kind of sentence. Examples: in interrogative sentences, where is my book? In this sentence, my book is the subject. The verb is comes before the subject, and where is the predicate? What are you eating? In this sentence, the subject you comes in between the verbs are and eating. In imperative sentences, the subject is not mentioned. It is implied or understood. Examples: sit down. In this sentence, the subject you is not mentioned. It is implied. We understand that someone is being instructed to sit down. Please pass the salt. The subject you is implied, and the person is being requested to pass the salt. Exclamatory sentences. In exclamatory sentences, the subject comes before the verb. Examples: what a beautiful painting this is. Hurrah, we have won the match. In the above two sentences, the subjects painting and we come before the verb. Sentences which begin with there or here have the subject after the verb. Examples: there are many trees in the garden. Here is the pen. In the above two examples, the subjects trees and pen are after the verb. Thank you, children. Hope you enjoyed the lesson.